Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone chant now. Everyone, Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Vamsa Paramahamsa Paritrajata Chaja Sattara Sadasimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय सावित भक्तवृंद की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय Bhakti Devi ki jai. All glory to the Assembled Devotees. All glory to the Assembled Devotees. All glory to the Assembled Devotees. Thank you. Constitutional position of the living entity. Here it is said that one who is learned, he does not lament either for the living or for the dead body. They should be, you know, from the front bench. They should, you know, they should go backwards. The present civilization is based on the bodily concept of life. I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am black, I am white, and so on. The whole civilization is going on this bodily concept of life. Although there is advancement of learning, many universities and educational institutions, but nowhere this subject matter is discussed or taught, what I am. Rather, they are still more misled by giving them education that you are born in this land, you must feel for your nation, you must act for your nation, or the so-called nationality is taught, but nobody is taught actually what he is. The same position was for Arjuna. Arjuna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. There was a fight. That is the history of Greater India, Mahabharata. It is called Mahabharata. This Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata means Greater India or Greater Planet. So, in that history of Greater India, there was a fight between two cousin brothers, the Pandavas and the Kurus. The Pandavas and Kurus, they belong to the same family known as Kuru dynasty, and at that time, 5,000 years ago, the Kuru dynasty was ruling all over the world. Now, what we know as Bharatvarsha is a fraction only. Formerly, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. Before that, some thousands of years ago, this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. But there was a great emperor whose name was Bharat. After his name, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. But gradually, in due course of time, people became disintegrated from one unit, just like we have got experience in India. Say 20 years or 25 years ago, there was no Pakistan, but some or other, there is another division of Pakistan. So actually, long years ago, there was no division of this planet. The planet is one, and the king was also one, and the culture was also one. The culture was Vedic culture, and the king was one. As I told you, that the Kuru dynasty kings, they ruled over the world. It was monarchy. So there was a fight between two cousin brothers of the same family, and that is the field of this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield. In the battlefield, we have got very little time. This Bhagavad Gita was spoken when the two parties met on the battlefield, and Arjuna, after seeing the other party, that the other party, all of them belong to his family, all family members, because it was fight between cousin brother. So he became compassionate, he said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I don't wish to fight. Let my cousin brother enjoy the kingdom. I cannot kill them in this fight." This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna induced him that you are a Kshatriya. It is your duty to fight. Why you are deviating from your duty? According to Vedic system, there are four classes of men in the society. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhava. Human society must be divided into four classes of men. Just like in our body, there are four different departments. The brain department, the hand department, the belly department, and the leg department. We require all this. If the body is to be maintained, then you must maintain properly your head, your arms, your belly and leg. The cooperation. You have heard many times the caste system of India. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. This is not artificial. It is natural. In any society you go, not only in India, in any other country, these four classes of men are there. Intelligent class of men, administrator class of men, productive class of men, and laborer class of men. You call it by different name, but there must be such division. As I told you, there are divisions in my own body, the brain department, the arms department, the belly department, and the leg department. So all the kings, they belong to the arms department for protection of the people. So, formally, the Kshatriyas, Kshatriya means one who gives protection to the citizen from being harmed by other enemies. That is called Kshatriya. So, our point is that Krishna informs Arjuna that why you are deviating from your duty. Do you think that your brother or your uncle or your grandfather on the other side, they will be dead after fighting? No, that is not the fact. The point is that Krishna wanted to teach Arjuna that this body is different from the person. Just like every one of us, we are different from the heart and core. Similarly, we living entities, soul, is different from the gross body and the subtle body. This is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. People do not understand it. Generally, people understand that he is this body. That is condemned in the Shastra. Jashyatma buddhi kunape tidhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijyadhi jati prabuddhi salile nakarhichi janesu avigyesu saiva gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. Anyone who is living on the bodily concept of life, jashyatma buddhi kunape tidhatuke. The bodily concept of life is meant for the animals. The dog does not know that he is not this body, he is pure soul. But a man, if he is educated, he can understand that he is not this body, he is different from this body. How he can understand that we are different from this body? That is also very simplified method. Here, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Dehi nasmin jatha dehi ko maharajo balame jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhivastatva namayati. Dehi nasmin dehi, in this body, as there is soul, dehi, dehi means the possessor of this body. I am not this body. If you ask me, what, just like sometimes we ask the child, what is this? He'll say, it is my head. Similarly, if you ask me or anyone, what is this? Anyone will say, it is my head. Nobody will say, I head. So, if you scrutinizingly analyze in all parts of the body, you say, it is my head, my hand, my finger, my leg, but where is I? My is spoken when there is I, but we have no information of the I, we have simply information of my. That is called ignorance. So, the whole world is under this impression of taking the body as a self. Another example we can give you, just like some of your relatives. Suppose my father has died. Now I am crying, oh, my father is gone, my father is gone. But if somebody says, why do you say your father is gone? He is lying here. Why you are crying? No. That is his body. That is his body. My father is gone. Therefore, in our present calculation, I am seeing your body, you are seeing my body, nobody is seeing the actual person. After death you come to sense, oh, it is not my father, it is my father's body. You see? So we become intelligent after death. And why we are living, we are in ignorance. This is the modern civilization. While living, just like people who have insurance policy, you get some money. So that money is received after death, not during life, sometimes during life also. So my point is that so long we are living, we are in ignorance. We do not know what is my father, what is my brother, what I am. But everyone is under the impression, this body is my father, this body is my child, this body is my wife. This is called ignorance. If you study the whole world, during living time, everyone will say that I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. But if you ask him, actually are you so? But because this body is Hindu, Muslim or Christian, because by accident the body is produced in a society of Hindu, Muslim, or the body is born in a particular country, therefore we say, I am Indian, I am European, I am this and that. But when the body is dead, at that time we say, no, the person which was within the body, that is gone. It is a different. Just try to understand how much ignorance we are. We are all in ignorance. This education is wanted because people, by this ignorance, they are fighting one with one another. One nation is fighting with another, one religionist is fighting with another religionist. But it is all based on ignorance. I am not this body. Therefore, Shastra says, Jashyat buddhi kunapeti dhatu. Ata buddhi kunapeti. This is a bag of bones and muscles. And it is manufactured by three dhatu. Dhatu means element. According to Ayurvedic system, kapha, pitta, vayu. Material things. So therefore, I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of God. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the basic education. Try to understand that you do not belong to this material world. You belong to the spiritual world. You are part and parcel of God. Mamai Mangsa Jiva Bhuta. In the Bhagavad Gita, God says that all living entities are my part and parcel. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. He is undergoing a great struggle for life under the impression, under the bodily impression that is this body. But this kind of impression or understanding is animal civilization. Because the animals are also eating, sleeping, having sex, intercourse, and defending in their own way. So if we also, human beings, if we are engaged with all this business, namely eating, sleeping, sex, intercourse, and defending, then we are not better than the animals. The special prerogative of the human being is to understand what I am. am this body or something else. Actually, I am not this body. I have given you so many examples. I am still so. But at the present moment, every one of us is busy on this understanding that I am this body. Nobody is working on the understanding that he is not body, he is spirit soul. Therefore, try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to educate every man without any distinction. Because we do not take consideration of the body. The body may be Hindu, body may be Muslim, the body may be European, body may be American. The body may be defined, style, just like you have got a dress. Now, because I am in saffron dress and you are in black coat, that does not mean we shall fight together. Why? You may have a different dress, I may have a different dress. So what is the reason for fighting? This understanding want at the present moment. Otherwise, it is a civilization of animals, just like in the jungle. There are animals, there are cats, dogs, jackals, tigers, and they always fight. Therefore, if we really want shanti, shanti means peace, then we must try to understand what I am. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching everyone what he is actual. But his position is everyone's position, not only my, your, everyone, even the animals. They are also spirit's power. They are also, Krishna claims that sarva jonishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtaya tasana mahajjani brahma ahanga bija pradaptita. Krishna claims that I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. Actually, this is the fact. If we want to study the origin of creation, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like the father gives the seed within the womb of the mother, and the seed grows its particular type of body. Similarly, we living entities, we are all part and parcel of God. So God impregnates this material nature, and we come out with this material body under different forms. There are 8,400,000 of forms. Jarajana Ulakkhani Savara Lakkhavinshati. There is a list. Everything is there. So, our present situation is that the whole civilization is going on under the wrong impression that everyone is the body. That is not a fact. Therefore, this Krishna Kirtan, this Hare Krishna movement, it has got a special effect. It is, don't think this Hare Krishna movement is ordinary sound vibration. It is spiritual vibration. It is called Mahamantra. Mahamantra. Just like, I do not know in your country whether the snake chanters in India, still there are many snake chanters, enchanters, I am sorry. So, they chant some mantra, and a man, a snake bitten, can be revived to his consciousness. Anyone, Indians present here, they know. Still, especially I have seen in Punjab, there are many snake enchanters who know how to chant the mantra. See, if it is physically possible, that a dead man, of course, when a man is bitten by a snake, he is not dead. He becomes unconscious. He is not dead. But by this chanting of mantra, that is, he comes to his consciousness. Therefore, it is the system in India, if a man is bitten by a snake, he is not burnt, or he is not taken as dead body. He is floated in some light boat and given to the water. If he gets chance, he may come out again to consciousness. So similarly, we are at the present moment, due to our ignorance, we are sleeping. Therefore, to awaken us, this mantra, Maha Mantra, is required. To awaken. Just like these boys, these European boys and girls who are along with me, I have got more than 3,000-4,000 disciples like that. They are chanting Hare Krishna, and not that whimsically they are chanting. They are fully convinced. If you talk with them, they talk very nicely on philosophy, everything, as a sane man. So how they are doing? 4 years ago, they did not know what is the name of Krishna. Perhaps they might have seen in the English dictionary the name of Krishna as stated a Hindu god. But actually that is not the fact. Krishna is the name of God. Krishna means the all-attractive, all good. All attractive means he must be good, otherwise how he can be attractive? A bad, someone who is bad, he cannot be attractive. Therefore, Krishna, this very word means all attractive. He has got all the good qualities, all the opulences, so that he is attractive. That is the right description of, a right nomenclature of God. If God has got any name particular which is full in everything, that word is Krishna. It is a Sanskrit word, but it indicates Krishna means God. In the Shastra it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, and Parama the supreme. Ishara Parama Krishna. That is the instruction of Vedic literature. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian, a religious movement. It is a scientific, philosophical movement. Try to understand. But the process is very simple. The process is by chanting this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, we are not magicians, but we ask our students simply to chant this transcendental vibration, and he becomes gradually cleansed of all dirty things within the heart. This is our process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, he has given us the instruction. Cheta-dattvana-marjanam. Our whole travel in this material world is due to misunderstanding. The first misunderstanding is that I am this body. And actually, every one of us, we are standing on this platform, the bodily concept of life. And because the basic standing, foundation is mistaken, therefore, whatever you are creating, whatever you are understanding, they are all mistakes. Because the basic platform is mistake. But first of all, we have to drive away this mistaken idea that I am this body. That is called Chita Dharpana Marjanam. Cleansing the heart. I am thinking I am this body, but actually I am not this. So we have to cleanse this misconception. And that is very easily done by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is practical. So our request is that everyone of you, if you kindly take our instruction to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are not losing anything. But the gain is very much. We are not charging you anything. Just like others, if you give some mantra, they will charge. But we are freely distributing. Everyone can take. Even the children, they can take. There are many children in our society. They chant and dance. It does not require any education. It does not require any pride. Simply, if you chant, why do not make an experiment and see by chanting? That is our request. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. वन में ऑब्जेक्ट वैसे आई चैंट योर हिंदू कृष्णस नेम. सो वी डोंट से दैट कृष्णा और गॉड, गॉड हैज गॉट मेनी नेम्स दैट ही हैज मिस. इट इज नॉट, गॉड इज अनलिमिटेड, देयरफॉर ही मस्ट हैव अनलिमिटेड नेम्स. But this Krishna word is very perfect because it means all attract. You can describe God is great. That's all right. How is great? That is another understanding. So, if you think that Krishna is the name of Hindu God, why shall I chant this? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. If you have got a name, another alternative name of God, then you chant. Our only request is that you chant the holy name of God. If you have got any name for God, you can chant. You will be purified. That is our purpose. Nam-nam-kari muhuda-nija-sabda-shakti tatra-kita-niyamita-smarane-natala eta-drisi-tam-dipa-bhagavan-mamapi Durdhava idhisamiha janinanarava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that each and every name of God is as powerful as God. Because God is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference between His name, form, pastime. Nothing is different from God. That is absolute knowledge of the Jnana. So, if you chant the holy name of God, that means you are directly in touch with God. Because the name is not different from God. Try to understand. Similarly, if you touch fire, it will act. If you do not know or know what is the quality of fire, it doesn't matter. If you touch fire, it will act. Similarly, if you actually chant the holy name of God, it will act. The example is, just like you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warmer, and gradually it becomes red hot. By the association of fire, the iron rod becomes fire. Iron rod is not fire, but by association with the fire, it becomes as good as fire, so that when it is red hot, you touch anywhere, the iron rod will burn. Similarly, if you keep yourself always in touch with God, then gradually you become godly. You do not become God, but you become godly. And as soon as you become godly, then all your godly qualification will come out. This is the science. Try to understand. We are part and parcel of God, every living entity. You can study God, what is God, by studying yourself. Because I am part of this lake. If from a bag of rice, if you take a few grains of rice, you see, you can understand what quality of rice is there in the bag. Similarly, God is great, that's all right. But if we simply study ourselves, then we can understand what is God. Just like you take a drop of water from the ocean, you can understand what are the chemical composition of the ocean. You can understand. So, that is called meditation, to study oneself, what I am. If one has actually studied himself, then he can understand God also. Now take for example, what I am. You meditate upon yourself, you can understand that you are an individual person. Individual person means you have got your own opinion. I have got my own opinion. Therefore, sometimes we disagree. Because you are individual, I am individual. And because we are all individual, and part and parcel of God, then God also must be individual. This is
way. As I am a person, so God is also a person. God cannot be in person. If we claim God is the original Father, Supreme Father, the Christian religions believe, all other religions believe, and we also believe Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the original Father of all living entities. So, if God is Father of all living entities, and we all living entities, we are individual person, how God can be in person? God is person. This is called philosophy, this is called logic. Now, here, in this world, we have got experience that we want to love somebody. Anyone, even in animal kingdom, a lion also loves the cubs. The love is there. Prem, it is called prem. So therefore, this loving affair is there also in God. And when we come in contact with God, our dealing will be simply on the basis of love. I love Krishna or God, and Krishna loves me. This is our exchange of feeling. See, in this way, the science of God, even without reading any Vedic literature, of course that will help you. If you are deeply studying what is God, you can understand God. Because I am a sample of God. I am minute particle. Just take the particle of gold is gold. The drop of ocean water is also salty. The ocean is also salty, you can understand. Similarly, by studying our individuality, by studying our propensity, we can understand what is God. This is one side. And here, God personally presents Himself, Krishna. He says, Jada Jada Hi Dharma. Saintly devotee, and to kill the demons, I appear. But mind that, God is absolute. Either His deliverance of the devotees or killing of the demons, they are the same thing. Because we learn from the Vedic literature that demons who are killed by the personality of Godhead, they also go to the same salvation, liberation point. Because he is killed by God, he is touched by God. So, it is a great science. It is not a sentiment, it is based on philosophy and authorized Vedic literature. So our only request is that you try to take this movement very seriously and you will be happy. For happiness, there are three things to understand that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagvatavsam sarvaloka maheswaram Sridam sarvabhutanam gyartyamam shanti nichyati. You have to understand only three things. Then you become peaceful. What is that? That thing, the first thing is that God is enjoyer. I am not enjoyer. But here our mistake is, everyone is thinking I am enjoyer. But actually you are not enjoyer. For example, because I am part and parcel of God, just like my hand is part and parcel of my body. Suppose the hand catches one nice food cake, nice palatable cake. The hand cannot enjoy it. The hand picks it up and puts it in the mouth. And when the mouth, it goes into the stomach, when the energy is created by eating that food, that is enjoyed by the hand. Not only by this hand also, the eyes also, legs also. Similarly, we cannot enjoy anything directly. If we put everything for the enjoyment of God, and then when we take, participate in that enjoyment, that is our healthiness. This is the philosophy. We don't take anything. Bhagavat Prasada. Bhagavat Prasada. Our philosophy is that we prepare nice foodstuff and we offer to Krishna. And after he has eaten, then we take it. That is our philosophy. We don't take anything which is not offered to Krishna. So we accept God as the supreme enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. We are all sabari. So bhuktaram jagatavasam sarva loko maheswaram. And God is proprietor of everything. That's a fact. Now suppose such big ocean, are you proprietor? We are claiming that I am proprietor of this land or this sea. But actually before my birth, the sea was there, the land was there, and after my death, the sea will be there, the land will be there, when I become proprietor. Just like in this hall. Before we entered this hall, the hall was existing, and when we leave this hall, the hall will exist, then when we become proprietor. If we falsely claim that sitting here for 1 hour or half an hour, we have become proprietor, that is false impression. So one has to understand that we are neither proprietor nor enjoyer. Bhuktaram jagatam. God is the enjoyer and God is the proprietor. Sarva loka maheswaram. And suhridam sarva bhutanam. He is the best friend of everyone. He is not friend only of the human society, he is friend of the animal society. Because every living entity is God's son. How we can be otherwise treating man in some way and animal in other way? No. God is actually perfect friend of all living entities. If we simply understand these three things, then we become peaceful. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarva loka maheswaram sridham sarva bhutanam gyata mam shanti michyati. This is the process of shanti. You cannot establish. If you think that I am the only son of God and the animal has no soul and let us kill, that is not a very good philosophy. Why not? What are the symptoms of possessing soul? The symptom of possessing soul is the same four formula: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The animal is also busy in these four things. We are also busy in these four things. Then what is the difference between animal and me? Yeah. So everything has a clear conception in the philosophy of Vedic literature. Especially they are summarized in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So our only request is that you become God conscious. This is the opportunity. This human form of life is the only opportunity to understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God. The animal, we cannot invite cats and dogs in this meeting. That is not possible. We have invited human beings. Because they can understand. So the human being has got the prerogative to understand. Durlabam manusam janma. Therefore it is called durlava. Very rarely we have got this human form of life. If we do not try to understand in this form of life what is God, what I am, what is our relationship, then we are committing suicide. Because after this life, as soon as I give up this body, I will have to accept another body. And we do not know what kind of body I am going to accept. That is not in my hand. You cannot order the next line, make me a king. That is not possible. If you are actually eligible to become a king, nature will offer you a body in the king's house. You cannot. Therefore, we have to work to get the next better body. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitri brataha bhutani janti bhutetya madhyajino pi janti mam. So, if we have to prepare ourselves in this life for the next body, why not prepare yourself for a body back to home, back to Godhead? This is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching every man how he can prepare himself so that after leaving this body, he can go directly to God, back to home, back to God. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunteya. Takta deham, after giving up this. We have to give up. I may not like to give up this body, but I will have to. That is nature's law. As sure as death, before death, you must prepare ourselves. What is next body? If we are not doing that, then we are killing ourselves, committing suicide. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to save the humankind for being fatally injured by the wrong conception of bodily concept of life. And the simple method is by chanting the 16 words, or if you are a philosopher, if you are a scientist, if you want to know anything scientifically, philosophically, we have got big, big books like this. You can either read books or simply join with us and chant Hare Krishna mantra. Thank you very much.
Now our spiritual master has finished his lecture. If there are any questions on what he's been saying, don't worry about the dress and marks on the forehead. That we can answer for you later. But about what my spiritual master has been saying, if there are any questions, you can put up a hand and I'll convey the question to my spiritual master. So if you have a question, just raise a hand and I'll call you. Yes. Do we believe in reincarnation? She wants to know if we believe in reincarnation.
Then what is it? That's not the question.
This lady.
Okay. What is the question of believing? It is a fact. It is not the question of belief. It is a fact. Yes. To go back to Godhead means you don't get this material body. So long you get this material body, you have to change. That is the material nature. Anything which is material, it has got a date of birth and it has got a date of annihilation. And in the bhaya-vidya, there is growth, there is existence. So this body, not only this body, even this material world, it has got a date of creation and it will be annihilated. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhukta bhukta praliyate. It comes into manifestation once, and again it is destroyed. This is material existence. When you go back to home, back to Godhead, you haven't got to accept this material body. Your spiritual body is already there within this material body. And in that spiritual body, you shall exist along with God. That is the highest perfection of life.
Are there any other questions? Yes. He wants to know if you believe that the Virgin Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, is the same as Parvati.
Maybe, we have no objection.
Yes. He wants to know more about those who are asleep and those who are awake in our eyes. What is a sleeper and who is awake?
One who is not Krishna conscious or God conscious, he is sleeping.
He said that one who is not Krishna conscious, not God conscious, he is sleeping. His real life is asleep. So being awake, in the true sense, is to know my relation with God. That is true life, eternal life. Yes.
The Vedic injunction is uttishtata, jagrata, prapta varan nibodhata. You wake up, you have got this chance of human form of body, you take advantage of it. These are the Vedic instructions. Uttishtata, get up, be awake. Jagrata, be awake to understand your identity. Therefore, one who is not trying to understand his identity, spiritual identity, he is sleeping.
Yes. How can we know ourselves in Krishna consciousness? How can we know ourselves through Krishna consciousness?
That we know, as they have known, these boys, these girls, they had no idea of Krishna 4 years ago. Now, they are fully Krishna conscious. So if you follow their process, you will understand what is Krishna.
All right, we'll take one more, yes. I couldn't quite follow you. I couldn't hear you distinctly.
Why don't you come forward? Come
just
here.
Very loudly and very simply state.
Come here, we shall talk with you. Come here. You are not God, you are dog. That's the opposite. Do you know what is God? How you are God? God is the controller. Are you controller? You are controlled. The very control cannot be God. God means controller. Anyone who is controlled, he cannot be God. Anyone who, if one is controller, then he is God. Therefore, you are not absolutely controller. you are both controlled and controller. That everyone is. Just like you are controller in your family, but you are controlled in the office. Similarly, everyone is dualistic. He is controller and controlled. But if you find somebody that he is only controller, not controlled, that is God. Yes, part of control, part of God means you have got little power of controlling, but that you are not absolute controller. First of all, you have to ascertain whether you are absolutely controller or you are controlled. First of all, you answer this question. Are you absolutely controller? Therefore, nobody is absolutely controller. He is controlled by the laws of nature. How is absolutely controller? You are controlled by death. You are controlled by birth. You are controlled by disease. You are controlled by old age. How you become controller? Therefore, you are not God.
All right. So that's the point. So if you have further discussion, you can discuss further later after the program. We'll be all around to talk with you. For now, any more questions, it becomes difficult to follow. If there's any more questions, we'll take them after the this chant now. So just like my spiritual master is inviting, that if you want to further understand his philosophy, you can discuss with us, and we have got many volumes of books. But you may not be very philosophically inclined, but anyone can experience Krishna and Krishna consciousness just by chanting this simple mantra with the names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And now for concluding the formal part of the program, we're going to chant this Hare Krishna mantra and invite you all to join in and experience Krishna in the form of his name, this transcendental sound. Just chant Hare Krishna with us, and then afterward, if there are more questions or you want to see our literatures, we have so many books here, we can do that. But for now, please, for a few minutes, make an experiment in Krishna consciousness by chanting this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी गोवा की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भी तो भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी सुदर्शन मल्लिवाड़ी ऑल ग्लोरी सुदर्शन मल्लिवाड़ी ऑल ग्लोरी सुदर्शन मल्लिवाड़ी थैंक यू वेरी मच
Srila Prabhupada. Right. Hare Bol, Hare Hare Bol. So, my God brothers will bring around a little bit of fruit to you, the prasadam, little fruit offered to Krishna. And up here in the front is a table of books and literatures. And if you have any interest in them, you can come up. And there's also another book table, I think, set up in the back lobby there. We have small and large books, simple things you can read to understand more about Krishna consciousness. You can taste a little prasadam. And for now, I think we'll have a little more kirtan. We'll just keep on chanting for a little while and invite you to join and chant some more. And then after this chant is finished, then if you have any more questions, my God brothers will be here. Oh, yeah. We have a temple in Edinburgh. We haven't got one in Glasgow yet. That'll be coming up hopefully next year. But we have one at 14 Forest Road in Greyfriars part of Edinburgh. 14 Forest Road. You can visit that temple anytime in Edinburgh if you happen to be visiting Edinburgh. We invite everybody to come by. Hopefully sometime next year we'll have another temple here in Glasgow also. I think you'll like to have a temple here. So now we're going to have some more kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. If you have, on your way out, stop at the book table in the front or in the back and take some literature. And be sure you don't go before you have a little bit of fruit, prasadam, offered to Krishna. Somebody get some car calls. Come on. No drugs, car calls. Try and work.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please join in chanting.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody chant.
full laugh. Come on, chant Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you.
Rama Rama.